Good morning, this is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Ballots for the primary election are hitting mailboxes around Colorado. As voters consider their options, Ray Salmon checked in with some in rural parts of the state.
Becky Baker is a Republican from rural Platteville. When it comes to the GOP governor's primary, she's torn between Victor Marks, a self-described high-risk humanitarian, and State Senator Barbara Kirkmeyer.
I think Kirkmeyer is better known. I think she has a better chance of winning, so I don't want to throw my vote away, although I think Marks would be a better candidate. He's a very strong MAGA.
An hour southeast in Strasbourg, unaffiliated voter John Iannone says he votes for people, not parties.
You know, I don't want to be affiliated with anyone, really, especially Trump, because, you know, I kind of agree with some of his positions, but I also agree he's a bit of a jerk.
He just wants to support candidates that support the farming community.
Small towns don't get the same support that, like, Denver gets.
Both will have a chance to weigh in during the June 30th primary. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
Colorado hospitals are under growing financial strain. Their state association says costs for labor, supplies, and inflation have risen about 9% a year since 2021. Hospitals provided more than $250 million in uncompensated care last year, while many patients are covered by government programs that don't fully cover costs. Hospital leaders say recent federal budget cuts could worsen losses. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. The time is 7:06.